kindly comment on the differences in meaning and in experience between the sensual desire of tanha and the hindrance of sensual desire associated with the other desire. I forget the name, you know, the neutral desire, so chanda. But see, that's the actual meaning and experience are the same. It's just that chanda is used in different contexts and can be qualified in a positive way, or it can be in that, when I said, like, dhamma chanda as desire, kusala chanda, the desire for the wholesome, or sometimes chanda on its own in the context when it has other things around it, like effort and investigation, though then it's taken and used in a neutral or positive way. But in the hindrance of sensual desire it's a hindrance. So it would be the equivalent of, say, the gama tanha, the sensual desire, where tanha. But tanha, when it's used, is all in whatever way, shape, or form, it always will lead to suffering. Whereas that chanda needs to be qualified, and then it's an idiom in the language of the Buddha using it for the hindrance of sensual desire. But it's called kama chanda in the sense of desire for sensuality.